So we just got back from one of the glaciers up on Cotopaxi, about 4,900 meters of altitude. For the past days, you have really been part of the Jungle Academy expedition team.
Yeah, it was very interesting to participate with you.
So I guess almost no one knows the glaciers here in Ecuador better than you. How long have you actually been going up to the glaciers?
Well, like a mountaineering, around the 30 years maybe. And this time I could see a lot of changes in the glacier, not only in the glacier, in the all the ecosystem and the mountain ecosystem, because every time it's a warm, we have a different temperatures, a lot of variation, and even the weather in Ecuador and the mountains, it's more unstable, no? Yeah, the glacier in Ecuador are very special because those are tropical glaciers, and that means has a very different constitutions, very different things that make more interesting to study those glaciers. We have a mountain, the name is Linisa South and Carihuayrazo. Probably the glaciers are going to be extinct soon. Just we have some areas, some parts of the glaciers that not big than many years ago, you know.
So we're extremely lucky that we actually still get to see them, experience them. And how does the retreat of the glaciers affect the people of Ecuador?
Well, we have a lot of affections because not only the retreat of the glacier, no, it's all the ecosystem. Some years we have more dry, the people need more water for the farms, for example, in the cities, no? And we are losing or retreating the glacier very, very fast because the global warming effects, probably, nobody says that's true, but probably are true. And then, yeah, we have a lot of affection to the people because we still depending of the glaciers, no? For getting the water for the ecosystem called Highlands or Páramo, the hydrological effects to the cities too.
So maybe one last question, in terms of all the different glaciers here. So we've, for instance, been up to Antisana and today to Cotopaxi. What would you say are the main differences between the glaciers? Are they all behaving in the same manner?
Well, the glaciers here, depending how is the mountain, the orientation of the mountain and the faces of the mountain to the jungle or to the coast. Principal here in Ecuador, the biggest glacier we have in the mountains that are in the east range and to the direction to the Amazon Basin, because the Amazon Basin has a lot of variation of temperature, a lot of humidity, a lot of rain and that atmospheric changes coming to the mountains. And we have a more biggest glacier, no, more formations. Antisana still has a huge glacier. It's a big than Cotopaxi. Probably if you see a picture of Cotopaxi when it's clear, you are going to see the east side, the glacier are longer than the west. That is basically the orientation to the mountains, to the Amazon Basin or to the coast.
Thank you so much. It was an absolute pleasure spending this time with you.
I wish you all the best and the best results. Thank you very much.